Travelers arriving at New York's Penn Station from Amtrak and the subway system were greeted by the sounds of bagpipes echoing through the building as police and fire officials conducted remembrance services. The public gathered in the streets of Manhattan for several blocks around the site, a crowd that included tourists, firefighters, police, and military personnel, along with others who made the journey from faraway places. U.S. Navy Chief Petty Officer Mark Velez held a small child up on his shoulders.
On actual 9/11, I was here stationed in New York on recruiting duty. And so I kind of, you know, we had a lot of people who joined because of it. It's always a special memory for me, you know, just to come back, just to remember those that were lost.
Adilija Soyemi was marking a very special day.
We were upstairs on the 72nd floor when the first plane hit the towers. And then the second plane hit the towers. We ran from 72nd floor all the way downstairs, and we were just running on Church Street. Everywhere was blanketed with smoke. The smoke was coming all over, pushing everybody towards Chamber Street. And when it happened like that, believe me, thank God that I was alive.
Raymond McNamara from Ozone Park was a first responder on 9/11.
I was in the hospital with my daughter. She had had surgery on September 10th of 01. And when it came on the television that the second plane had hit the tower, I spoke with the nurse and told her that I had places to be. I had to go. As an iron worker and at the time a volunteer firefighter, there was no other place I could have been on the earth that day.
Jim Wynn came over from New Jersey. He was 18 years old on the day that changed everything.
I guess it's a change in the world in general. It's like it brought everyone to mind that it's not exactly safe in America as everyone thought before.
Blue Star mom Lisa Ryan believes 9/11 made America stronger.
It took us from being this country of individuals and brought us back to being a community again.
In Manhattan, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.